Have a good life, brother. Don't worry, son. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وارزقنا علما تنفعنا به اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. As we always mention at the beginning, that we are reading the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the book of Ibn Hisham, and is well known. The seerah of Ibn Hisham is one of the earliest seerah, is one of the earliest scholars as well. We try not to add anything to whatever he say, except if there is to top up the information if it needed. Sometimes on the explanation I do go left or right for more advices how to use the seerah in our life. So yeah, we carry on for one we stop from where we stopped last time. ثم عاتبه قال ابن إسحاق ثم عاتبه الله تعالى في الأسرى وأخذ المغانم ولم يكن أحد قبله من الأنبياء يأكل مغنما من عدو له. Yeah, the Prophet, before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they wasn't taking the war booty before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah permit Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take the war booty of the after when the ghazwa finish or when the fighting finish. قال ابن إسحاق حدثني محمد أبو جعفر بن علي بن الحسين قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نصرت بالرعب وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا طهورا وطهورا وأعطيت جوامع الكلم وحلت لي المغانم ولم تحل لنبي كان قبلي وأعطيت الشفاعة خمس لم يؤتهن نبي قبلي. The meaning of this hadith, the explanation of the translation of this hadith is نصرت بالرعب. I've been given the victory by the scaredness. So the enemies of the Muslims, as soon as they feel that they're facing the Muslim, they are scared. Even they have the latest weapons and the latest technology of the fighting. So as soon as you the Muslims, they say, Allahu Akbar, they are winning the halfway. That's why when you read the seerah, when we're going to keep going, yeah, it starts from Ghazwat Badr, 300 more or less against 1,000 to 1,200. So nearly over three times numbers. Then every war go ahead, always the numbers of the Muslims is less than a quarter or very much less, sometimes 2,500 against 250,000. That means not even 1%. You see? So Nusirtu bil-Ru'b. That's the meaning of the Ru'b. That means the enemies, as soon as they know they're facing the Muslims, so they're getting scared. So Prophet Allah told him that I give you victory by spreading the scaredness and the fearness in the heart of the enemies. Then the second, he'd been given five things, Prophet, not being given to a prophet before him. وَجُعِلَتْ لِلْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. That is a rule. Can we pray in the ground wherever we are? Wherever we can, Muslim, wherever he is, if there is no masjid, so the ard for him, any land he take, any corner he take, that is masjid for him. So he will be rewarded as a masjid. Yeah? And he is clean, it's tahur, it's purified. Yeah? So he doesn't need to check if there's any dirt in there, did anyone done anything? Why? Because as soon as the scholars, they say, as soon as the day go on the land, yeah, the sun will purify it. وَأُعْطِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ. I've been gift the conclusion of the talking. That's why the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't need too much talking like we do. Two words and the meaning is huge. Sometimes some scholars, if they want to explain one hadith, it takes him one volume of book. You see, just to explain one hadith. Yeah. So that's the meaning of Jawami Hadith. That means Jawami Al-Kalim. That means he been gifted the conclusion of the talking. He knows how to conclude one matter in few words. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِلْمَغَانِمُ وَلَمْ تُحْلَلْ لِنَبِيٍ كَانَ قَبْلِي. And the maghanim, which is the war booty, is been halal for me, and it wasn't halal for all the prophets before Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وأعطيت الشفاعة. I've been gifted the intercede in the day of judgment. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he been gifted the intercede for his people in the day of judgment. This is five. خمس لم يؤتهن نبي قبلي. And he end up his hadith. This is five things. No nabi before me been gifted these five things. All is special for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No. قال ابن إسحاق فقال الله تعالى said in the Quran in سورة الأنفال وما كان للنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يثخن في الأرض. So he spread the explanation in pieces. He said وما كان للنبي أي قبلك أو لنبي قبلك. وما كان لنبي not للنبي لنبي قبلك لنبي أن يكون له أسرى. That means never been to any prophet before you. أن يكون له أسرى. Yeah, he spread it in. I'm going as the sheikh he said. Yeah, to have prisoners. So that's why he released the prisoners, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, quickly from his enemies. حتى يثخن في الأرض. أي until when he win against his enemies. تريدون عرض الدنيا. I mean, you remember when the Sahaba, they come for the Ghazwat Badr? Yeah. They didn't come for the Ghazwa. They come first for the caravan of Abu Sufyan. So that means they come for, how they call it, for a matter of life. So they didn't come for a matter of jihad. They come and them intention to win, to take the caravan. So Allah Ta'ala said, تُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الدُّنْيَا. You want the a portion of this life. أي متاع. الفداء بأخذ الرجال. And then as well it referred to taking the prisoners to take the exchange of the money or in exchanging the prisoners with the money. Ransom, yeah. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And Allah want the hereafter. أي قتلهم لظهور الدين الذي يريد إظهاره. أي قتلهم لظهور الدين الذي يريد إظهاره. والذي تدرك به الآخرة. The fighters, when they was fighting, they was doing them best instead of killing, holding prisoners. So they didn't want to kill because the reward in this life, when you hold him as a prisoner, you can exchange money. But Allah didn't say, no, don't do that. When you are in a war, athkhin means kill, no mercy. Yeah, because you are in a war. Why? To prove yourself, to give yourself a picture of, if you fight me, I'm going to fight back. I'm not going to have mercy on you. You don't fight me, you want to communicate with me, I communicate with you. You understand? So the Sahaba, they wasn't doing their best to kill in the battle. Because they are in war, so that's why. No, in Ghazwat Badr, there is something special happening there, if you know better than me, Sheikh, that the Sahaba, they didn't want to fight. They was scared, number one. They wasn't prepared morally, yeah? And they was coming for money only, for the caravan. Plus, the news which come about the army of Mecca, it was all fully equipped, latest, too many horses, all the weapons is in there. So they was thinking that they're going to lose. So already from the beginning, the moral was down. That's why Allah in Surah Al-Anfal, he said, make the rain on the side of the Muslims. It was like a coolness, and they went to sleep. And in a and to make their ground just wet a little bit, helpful for them to crawl down. Yeah, but for the enemies, the rain was more harder for them. In a way, he wet all the place. They couldn't even climb up the hill. Yeah, so Allah, when He anzala alayhim sakina, so He cooled them with the light rain. Yeah, and He make them go to sleep. Yeah, wa anzalna alaykum amanatan nu'asan taghashshakum aw yataghashshakum aw kama qala Allah ta'ala. So carry on the ayah. He said, لولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم أي من الأسرى والمغانم. لولا كتاب, if it's not the decree of Allah, already been decreed from before for what you took. Carry on the ayah. عذاب عظيم, for what you done. Yeah, if it's not only Allah did make the decree on this, yeah, He will punish you for what you done. But because He was the plan of Allah was already, taqdeer of Allah was already done, so He forgave them and He pardoned them. أي لولا أنه سبق مني أني لا أعذب إلا بعد النهي ولم يكن نهاهم. So as well, Allah Ta'ala will not punish His slave only after one He gave him a reminder. And He didn't give them a reminder about this action before. So that's one as well. So if He did give them a reminder, definitely the punishment will be compulsory on them. ثم أحلها له ولهم رحمة منه. Then by the mercy of Allah, later on, He's not even didn't punish them. He even make the war booty, which is the maghanim, halal for his prophet and for the companion, which they wasn't fighting with strong seriousness. So do you understand? So the Sahaba, when they was fighting, they wasn't fighting with serious killing. They was fighting to hold prisoners to exchange them. Yeah? And to do that, that's haram. Yeah? So Allah Ta'ala said, when you fight, you should fight, rather to die as a martyr or to win the war. Yeah, don't fight just to get the prisoner. Yeah? Maybe we compare to now to what's happening in Gaza. That's a different story. They are not holding hostages. Yeah? Yeah, to exchange them with the money. No, to put a pressure on them enemy. Because the effect of holding a prisoner is more than killing him. So it's better is holding him. You understand? So that's what the difference. وعائدة من الرحمن الرحيم. And is a reward from the Rahman al-Rahim, Allah Ta'ala subhanahu. Carry on, Allah in Surah Al-Anfal saying, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Now Allah give them a whole full permission, saying, eat from what you rewarded from the war booty, which is the maghanim, is halal طيب for you. And fear Allah, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is all mercy and all forgiver, or all forgiver and all merciful. ثم قال, Allah said as well, carrying on, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِمَنْ فِي أَيْدِيكُمْ مِنَ الْأَسْرَى إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أَخَذَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This translation which I'm using here is from myself. So if there is any small mistake on the translation, now I'm just trying to bring to you the nearest meaning, which I'm not going too far away from the original translation. So I'm not referring to proper translation. So Allah said in this ayah, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O you the nabi, قُلْ لِمَنْ فِي أَيْدِيكُمْ مِنَ الْأَسْرَى, say to what's between your hand from the prisoners, إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا, if Allah know in your heart خير. When Allah say if Allah know in your heart, doesn't mean Allah does not know what is in your heart. That mean is the meaning is like, you know, as I said to you last time, the Arabic which is used in the Quran is like is similar to the, how they call it, the Shakespearean English. So instead of saying to you, give me, you say in different, in verb, classic English, yeah? So say, إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That means doesn't mean he doesn't know Allah what is in your heart. Allah know in your heart what is it. Yeah. But if your intention is clear, yeah, Allah is already know it. So let's carry on. Khair. If Allah knew in your heart there is khair, that means when you put in your heart khair, Allah, which Allah will know it later on, يُعْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. He will give you khair. That means just clear your heart. And that's very needed in ourselves, in our life here. When you are doubted with someone, I mean, you are not trusting him. First, trust Allah and make khair in your heart. And that what's happened? It's happened sometimes between an argument between two people, and mainly, yeah, it happened between a wife and husband. Sometimes between wife and husband, there is a problem and they are going to divorce. I always refer to this matter because it's the main subject in this world. Yeah, the family is very important, and we really need to know how to deal with this matter. So when couple, they are having a problem between them, so definitely they are going that way. I mean, the reconciliation never coming back. Unless someone wise come from both sides, yeah, and they are willing to listen to him, yeah, and take his advice and apply it, and they have fearness of Allah in their hearts, so this folk, which is going two different directions, it will go back to meet again and clear a new family, which will last forever. Yeah. So that's what we need from these two couple. First, they are having a problem between that attacking that and that attacking. Male attacking female and female attacking the male. So what they should do first, stop attacking each other. That's number one. Number two, clear himself or herself with Allah. So try to work on yourself first. Don't try to order the other side what to do. And as well, the other side try to work on herself. How they do that? They should consult help from the Shaykh. And the Shaykh will tell them what Allah says in the Quran. Yeah? And the other side as well will do the same. Then they seek help from the relatives who they are wise. Do not use the father and the mother from both sides, because they will lean on one side. They will not be able to resolve the problem. So try to use someone else, which is uncle or which is more respected to the both sides. Yeah. Then try to listen to the advice. And that's not only on the wife and husband. As well, it's sometimes there is a problem between brother and sister, or brother and brother, or sister and sister, or even friend and friend. Or sometimes trade. I do carpentering, I come to your house, I do your job, we agree on something, at the end we disagree. And then what we should, if there is no fairness of Allah, I will harm you or you harm me. Financially, of course, we don't need the physical, inshallah. We carry on the ayah. يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. Indeed, when you do that, Allah talking to the prisoners. As well, this ayah can refer to us on the subject which I already advised you to. When you do that, when you make khayr in your heart, what does that mean, khayr? That means you do what Allah ordered you to do. What Allah ordered you to do? To do peace, silm. To do what Allah wants you to do, reconciliation. To do what Allah ordered you to do. Do not oppress. And all these kind of good things. That the mean khayr. So, يُعْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah will give you better than what's been taken from you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And he forgive you. Indeed, Allah is the forgiver and the merciful. Yeah. So, we always, when we say, but we never compensate to me what did I lose between me and you, rather as a friend, husband and wife, or this and that, because he does so and so and so and so. If you keep looking to that, you will never be able to fix the problem. You should look to the ayah, how it ends. If what I said to you last time, one husband love wife or wife love husband, they should love each other for sake of Allah. That way they will be able to look what Allah is going to give them if they carry on this relationship. Same for brother and sister and friend and traders or all of them. So Allah, he said, indeed Allah is the forgiver and the merciful. Only two words, yeah. But you are praying all your life. What for? What for? What are you? Why you are praying? Why you are praying? For maghfirah. That's Jannah. Maghfirah is forgiveness. Yeah? That's forgiveness. Yeah, Allah, he said to you, do only one thing. You will get the reward maghfirah. So all the prayer of all your life to get the maghfirah. Yeah? So there is one lot of, there's many of them, not only one. One action Allah told us in the Quran, which is many actions. If you got this action done correctly, your maghfirah is written in there. So you pray all your life. We don't know that we should carry praying and should carry on doing good things. Yeah, but Allah already decreed for us Jannah. But we don't know. Why? Because maybe someone fixed the problem with his brother or with his wife or so on and so forth.
For example, so, if we seek, make intention, where we seek forgiveness in prayer, rather than seeking the reward in prayer, so more forgiveness.
No, you can seek forgiveness and the reward. The reward is there. You pray, you get the reward. The reward is based on how good is your intention, how good is your wudu, how clean is your cloth, how much you're focusing on the Quran, on Salat, how good you read the Quran. And the reward will go higher. As much as perfectize this, the reward will go higher and higher and higher. Yeah. But the forgiveness is something else. When your prayer is accepted, then you will get the forgiveness. But you can get forgiveness here. You will be forgiven from all your bad deed by only forgiving your brother or your sister, or deal good with your trade, or forgive your wife, and same vice versa. Yeah. So there's many opportunities. Like for example, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, he said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, whoever read Ayatul Kursi after each and every prayer will not stop him from entering the Jannah, only the death. What does that mean? That means you read only Ayat Kursi after the prayer. What about the prayer which I prayed? What about all the prayers which I prayed? Yes, they are there. And you will be rewarded for them. But this opportunity of using Ayat Kursi straight away, Dubura Kulli Salat, after the finish of every Salat, you read it. You pray Fajr, Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum, you do Adhkar of Fajr, then you read Ayat Kursi. Then you carry on your journey. Dhuhr coming, you do same. Asr coming, you do same. Maghrib coming, you do same. Isha coming, you do the same. And every day you do same things. As any time you're going to die between in each and every prayer, and you did read Ayat Kursi, based and referred to this hadith, only because of the Ayat Kursi, you are from the people of Jannah. So what about if you prayed sincerely, and you prayed correctly, and your prayers accepted? That's all. It raise your level in the day of judgment. Because inshallah, by many ahadith, all the Muslims are from the Jannah. Except the ones who done the majors and they die on it before they repent. Yeah? Well, the majors. We're talking about the majors. We don't divert too much from the subject. But whoever say La ilaha illallah. Prophet in one hadith he said, "Man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu dharratin min La ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." Aw kama qal. Yeah, whoever is in his heart scale of one dharra is, you know, the object which we cannot see only with the microscope. Yeah, that is the dharra. Yeah, or some scholars they say even less than that. Yeah, trustness that there is no God but Allah. And Muhammad is his prophet. So that's it. You go to Jannah. Yeah. But in the day of judgment, yeah, let's compare the Jannah, which is incomparable, but just to give you small, bring you near to the understanding. In this life, you have in your capital 10,000, he have 100,000, he have 1 million. He have 10 million, he have 100 million, he have 1 billion. He have trillions. I have more. Sorry, no one else. Okay, so will you dream to be like him or like him or like him or like him or like me? Will he dream to be like you? No. How? So you see, so that's why in the Prophet ﷺ, what he said. He said, and Allah even in the Quran, he mentioned in the end of Surah Al-Munafiqun. Yeah, he said in the day of judgment, yeah, the remind me of the last ayah of Surah Al-Munafiqun. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. The meaning of the ayah is that when we see the reward of the sadaqah, we will wish that Allah to bring us back to the life, to give all our worth. We leave nothing, charity, because we saw the reward of the sadaqah only. In another hadith, Prophet ﷺ, he said, the dream of the people of Jannah, to go back, to ask Allah, take us back. For what? For one rak'ah? For salat al-dhuhr? For Salat Asr? No. For do one prostration, only sujood, only that sujood. One prostration, because they saw the reward of the sajda. One sajda. So that's why when you have spare of time, as the Sheikh said last time, do nafl as much you can. You are not losing. It's a sport anyway. Yes? So and it brings you closer to Allah. And it's open a channel between you and Allah. Because sometimes what we are missing here, the online connection with Allah. We think ibadah is obligation to be done, scales of every day to be done by the Muslims. Wake up morning, pray dhuhr, pray fajr, subh, fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. Yeah, try to don't swear, try to don't good bad, do bad things. Yeah, do only good things. This is all compulsory on you. Yeah, but there is something here, another level, which how to connect to Allah more. Yeah, as a sheikh, why we are losing crying by reading Surah Al-Fatiha or reading any of the Quran? Because our level is below the below the level of our hearts to connect more level to Allah to be able to cry. That's why sometimes when you are connected, you cry from Surah Al-Fatiha. Sheikh, he know that. Yeah. And sometimes even you hear the Sheikh cry, you cry with him. But sometimes Sheikh cry all the prayer, you don't cry with him at all. You may say, I don't know how he cry anyway. You see? Why? Because my heart is miles away from his heart. His heart is at certain level. That's cool. The connection with Allah. You see? Cool khushu'. And that all work out on how much Quran you read, how you read it, how is your understanding of Islam, how is your understanding of Jannah. Is it only Jannah to make one step in? Yes, inshallah, we'll make it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy to make all the Muslims until the Day of Judgment to go to Jannah. Yeah, but the whatever level we're going to have in Jannah is there forever. So you want to work harder more to elevate yourself in the Day of Judgment. To have more highest level of Jannah. And we all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the friendship of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Jannah. Amen. We carry on. وَحَظُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى وَحَظَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى التَّوَاصُلِ وَجَعَلَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارَ أَهْلَ وِلَايَةٍ فِي الدِّينِ دُونَ مَنْ سِوَاهُمْ وَجَعَلَ الْكُفَّارَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضٍ. So Allah make the Muslimin connected. Huh? And he make the by making the muhajirin combine with each other, with ansar, sharing. So this act of one Prophet ﷺ migrate to Medina, yeah, and he make each and every muhajir take, ask the ansar to take each and every muhajir as a brotherhood, as his own brother from his mother. It's come to the level where, look how they understand it. And look, what makes me always thinking, yeah, is I always try to go in the characters of the Sahaba. When they convert to the Islam, some of them barely they know Surah Al-Fatiha and a few surahs and a few rules of the Islam. Yeah, but the reaction which they give, You need someone who look in the Quran perfectly and understanding the Quran perfectly and knowing the life of Prophet ﷺ perfectly, and barely he may be able to do one of the actions of the Sahaba. As soon as the Ansar they arrived, they was very new on the Islam, the Sahaba Ansar themselves. Yeah? And Muhajirin they come. Prophet ﷺ, he said, brotherhood now between the Muhajirin and Ansar. One Sahabi come. Do you know what? I got two wives, I got two gardens. I'm going to divorce one wife, yeah? And you marry her, choose which one you like. He didn't even say, I'm going to choose. You choose, yeah? And I got two gardens, take the bigger. Do you imagine that? No, you don't. As much you can imagine it, you can't. Because now, if I say to you, give me half of your house, I mean, no way, I won't give you. I need a big iman to give you, yeah? I'm not going to lie to you. So that you understand how level they are, how much love they give to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much love we give into Gaza now? Do we have courage to cross the sea toward Gaza? No, we don't. Yeah. So now we need small courage to give at least. You know, I'm gonna make compulsory on myself, £20 every week to go toward Gaza. Or more or less, whatever you can decide. But the more you can do the better for you. Because why the Sahaba, they give everything? Why? Because this is the Prophet. I mean, we don't. This is the Prophet is in front of us. I always say to you, imagine the Prophet is in front of you. Whenever you hear ayah or hadith or anything of the Prophet, you need to imagine the Prophet is next to you. He say to you, do so and so. Then you will say, and what will I get? He will say to you, Jannat al-Firdaus. You sure? He said, yes. That's what the Sahaba. You sure? They say, لا أقيل ولا أستقيل. One of the Sahaba, when he was kafir, he's Arabi. Arabi, it means Bedouin. He came to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, tell me something to take me to Jannah and don't give me too much. Oh, he even ordered him, don't give me too much because I can't take it. Give me something which I can take and it will take me to Jannah. He said, do so and so and so and so. You go to Jannah. He said, that's all? He said, yes. He said, لا أقيل ولا أستقيل. That means I'm not going to do more than what you told me. But be careful, if I don't get what you're saying, we have another talking then. But we're talking about the end scene. I mean, how much iman they have or trust on Prophet ﷺ to understand that the reward of the Jannah is more than what they can imagine. I mean, we need to work on our iman. And that's one of the reasons of reading Sirah of Prophet ﷺ, to understand the Sahaba and them characters. That's why when Prophet ﷺ, he passed away, what did happen? No. Majority of the Sahaba, they die in Turkey, in Sham, in Cyprus, in the borders of Asia, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India. There is more than many Sahaba buried in there. If it's not Sahaba, the descending of them or the people who they come later on. There's many graves of the good people who they come, and you know them in your countries. Yeah, why they go there? They left everything. They left everything. And they went to seek anything to take them to Jannah. So ask Allah now.
How did travel from there to the
Look, I give you something funny. I got my young brother. He's about 28 years. He was in Egypt. He said to me, I went with my friend and I ride horse. I love horses. And that day had opportunity to ride a horse for a long time in the day. But I got very tired and he hurt me a lot, the horse. He said to me, I'm thinking these people, they travel from Jazeera until the end of Morocco to the Andalus on the horse, and from Jazeera until India, Pakistan, all this area, and to the Europe only on the horses. How much courage you need, how much sabr you need. So we need a big work on ourselves. Yeah. So
in this time, in this generation, in this time, there are so many things to travel. Yeah.
Mm.
But on that time, yeah. I'm thinking, what happened on that time?
Yeah.
Only horse, and there are so many Samandar seas there.
Yeah. Mm.
And how they travel from there to here?
The iman is the iman, is the, because for sahabi to say to sahabi, which he doesn't know at all, that I divorce my wife, you choose which one, and they divorce and I give you half of my wealth, that is really a big iman. And the other one, sorry Sheikh, and the other one, he said, no, thank you, may Allah make barakah on your wife, may Allah make barakah on your wealth, show me where is the market. Yeah, and he went to the market with nothing. Yeah, and he died one of the richest Sahaba. And Prophet ﷺ, he made dua for him. He said, if he sells the dust, he will get in reward of it gold. Subhanallah. Or the meaning of it. We carry on. Sorry, Sheikh, you want to say something? I stop you. I do apologize. Yeah. So then he made the brotherhood between the Muhajirin and Ansar. And he gave them responsibilities. And to take over the deen and spread the word of Allah. Then any other nations, which is the Ansar, they had the reward of the, how they call it, welcoming the Islam. Because how many tribes they refuse? Many. And some of them they harm even Prophet ﷺ. Some of them they say, no, just go, we don't follow you. Some others they say, no, we follow you, but we take the leadership after you. But the Ansar, they say, no conditions. And we fight until we die, we and our children, and you survive. You get it? Subhanallah. وَجَعَلَ الْكُفَّارِ بَعْضَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضٍ. And Allah make, so here this way Allah make the mu'mineen بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. And the kuffar, awliya, that means supporting each other. And he make the kuffar, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, supporting each other. And it's still in our time now. You can see all the, when they was going to attack Iraq, US, I want to attack Iraq. They bring all the whole world with them, Europe. And now, you can see same story keep repeating itself. Whenever any nation go out for war, the rest they come with her. The kuffar, ba'dhum awliya or ba'd. No. So now we need us to be awliya or ba'd al-ba'd. So now we need to be Muslims supporting each other. And for us to support each other, we need to work on our iman. All we love Gaza. We all want victory for Gaza. And we all doing 1% from our capability of doing on the dua, on the charity, on the physical action if we can. Yeah? For example, now, I am doing a charity. I have a charity of Seeds of Goodness, Budul Khairat. Yeah. Yeah. You are individual. You are expected to give minimum £1 to Seeds of Goodness. Yeah? But as well, you can create your own charity between your relatives and collect from them £1 or more. Or, yeah? And collect it and bring it to Seeds of Goodness. And you do same, and you do same. You keep thinking, how can I help these people? And Allah will reward you based on your what He gave you a capability of doing, and what did you done with it. Because Allah gave everyone a capability of doing something, rather for the dunya or for the akhirah. So him, he uses it or he doesn't. It's like someone, a mathematician and genius. But he doesn't go to the university to keep studying and make this project from the paper to the action technology. But he stopped, keep going to the pub, keep going dancing, keep going with his lower level friends, yeah? And he forgot all but what Allah gave him as a knowledge. Will he benefit from it? Did he done his duty? He didn't. Yeah. So now, even the disabled person, there is many disabled people, they are one of the richest people, even they was very poor when they start. Some of them, they have no elms, no legs or no hands, and they are billionaires. And you see how they start, you get shocked. Why? Because they used what Allah gave them inside them. So now you can be charity to help Gaza. You as well, and you as well, and every one of us. Yeah. And you can make a dua. Do not less estimate your dua. Keep making your dua day and night. You see? And make this matter your own subject of the day. That's my problem. It's like your son is not studying properly. Will he distract you all every day, all the day? All the day, why is he not studying? Why is the result is bad? What can I do to help him? So you take your son off and put in place Gaza. And so on and so forth, any Muslim. Like for example, now there is flood in Pakistan. So if or India. So for example, if your village, like the Sheikh last time, for example, his friend was ill. Did he sit doing nothing? He done an action. He done the may I see the action of in name on the member and ask him for dua. Yeah, that did work more than the money which he collect for him. Because the dua is subhanAllah, more important things. So Allah carry on this the ayah. He said, إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ أي لا يوالي المؤمن الكافر من دون المؤمن. Okay, here is very important rule. Allah said the mu'min should not be an ally of a kafir and he leave the mu'min. The mu'min should be ally of his brother mu'min. Yeah. If a kafir attack a mu'min and a mu'min is here and seeing the kafir attack a mu'min, he should support the mu'min. And our leaders, they're doing all opposite. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And he said, "Wa in kana dha rahim." Even he's one of your relatives. If the kafir is your relatives and the Muslim is not your relatives, yeah, and your brother he harming the Muslim, so is your brother more priority than the kafir? Sorry, the your brother on the Islam is more priority than your blood brother. That's why when you look to Sayyidina Nuh, Allah promised him, alayhi salam, Allah promised him to save his family. Yeah? Did he? He did. Then when Allah settled the water and the ship of Sayyidina Nuh land on the shore, yeah? his son sung with his wife. Yeah? But he didn't talk about his wife, he know her. But he talked about his son. He said, Ya Rabbi, inna bni min ahli. Allah replied to him, he said, no, he's not from your, he's not from you. The scholars, when you read the explanation of this ayah, yeah, saying, here, the ahl of the la ilaha illallah, more closer to Allah than the ahl of your blood. You see? So the mu'min, yeah, as long as he is your from your blood relative, yeah, but as long as he doesn't believe Allah, the blood relationship will be cut off, will not be counted. Yeah, will stay, yeah, as long as he's still alive. For example, two brothers, one Muslim, one kafir. Yeah, should he cut him, never communicate with him? Or because he's kafir, or should he stay with him and be kind to him and visit him and do all the good things to him? What he should do? The second one, which he should stay with him because he's more priority to the da'wah to him, because we all Muslims here are responsible for the da'wah. While you are in the market doing your shopping, you are responsible to do da'wah. By your clothing, by your tongue, by your behavior, by your action, by your everything. Yeah? So the more priority to you is he's your brother or sister or father or whoever, is to work more hard on him in all the ways you think it will work with him. Until he passed away, goodbye. That's the finish. If he passed away, kafir. Allah said, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It will be a fitna in the earth or in the land. أي شبهة في الحق والباطل. It means if the mu'min will be ally of the kafir against the mu'min, that will create a big fitna in the earth, in the land, in the earth. Yeah, and the وظهور الفساد في الأرض, and the corruption and the mess up of everything, yeah, will show in the land, in the earth. Same like what we see now. Because the Muslims, they are in allies. Well, some Muslims as a nation and our leaders all, no doubt. Not, to me personally, there is none of them is doing what Allah is saying in this ayah. Most of them, they are doing business with Israel. They're trading with Israel. And they're trading with other nations. But let's talk only about Gaza. They are not able even to cut off the trading with Israel. Yeah, they say Turkey, they did, but they didn't. They keep working up today. Yeah. In the news they did, but in the reality they didn't. So, Allah forbid the allyship between the kafir against the mu'min. Would be no problem to do trade with the kafir. But if this kafir is harming mu'min, you should support your mu'min physically and financially and everything. But the lowest of the lowest, do not trade and communicate with the kafir against your brother mu'min. Call it a country, call it an individual, same. And Allah said, if you do that, will the corruption be in the corruption we show on the earth, and the everything will be upside down. Fil ard. بِتَوَلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَ الْكَافِرِ دُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And that only because the mu'min make an ally a kafir against the mu'min. When we stop allyship between the kuffar and us, definitely Gaza will be free tomorrow. No need. That's only cutting only business. They will stop. They will go back to their countries. ثم رد المواريث إلى الأرحام ممن أسلم بعد الولاية من المهاجرين والأنصار دونهم إلى الأرحام بينهم. الله تعالى fix the how it's called the inheritance in between the bloodship connection. Yeah. Where is it? And he work it out in between them through the relationship blood. Because the inheritance will go based on the relationship blood, you see? So your the brothers and the sisters, the son, daughters, brothers, sister, parents, then it will go even to the more long distance relatives. Allah Ta'ala said, and we're going to finish on this line inshallah. والذين آمنوا من بعد ما والذين آمنوا من بعد وهاجروا وجاهدوا معكم فأولئك منكم وأولو الأرحام بعضهم أولى ببعض في كتاب الله. So he said, and the believers after the hijrah, and they do done the jihad with you, that they are from you, and the ones of the arham, the relatives. He talking about the muhajirin when they done the Ghazwat Badr as well. Yeah, they are relatives to you in kitab, in the deen, in the Quran, fi kitabillah, to the inheritance. Quite complicated. You need a big talking on this to explain it. So I think we stop it in here. Inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. Indeed, Allah is aware and knowledgeful of everything. So we stop in here. Inshallah, next week we're gonna read about man hadara badran min al-muslimin. But I don't think we're gonna read it because we already know who did attend the Ghazwat Badr from the Muslimin. Yeah, and as I said to you, I'm jumping some things which to do with the scholars. Yeah, because we are not reading to look what we are reading, but we are reading to know more better what did happen exactly during the life of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any, we turn off the mic. Inshallah, say Subhanak Allahumma, shahadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Do you have any more explanation?